So, Dennis, are you with us?
I am.
Dennis, this is Mark Thompson, Andy Chanley, Gina Grad. Your friend John sold you out on this, but let me explain what's happening. We're having fun this week. We're trying to talk to as many people that are nominated for an Academy Award as we can. John has already won concert tickets just by you going on the air. And then at the end of the week, whichever was the most exciting, the biggest name, the fun, whatever it is, that listener will win $1,000, Dennis. So make sure that you get your piece of that.
I will, but I'm afraid I might not be the most exciting or the biggest name.
Well, look, Dennis, listen. The fact of the matter is, how exciting is it to be you? Dude, you are nominated for an Academy Award.
It's pretty great. It's been a ride, I'll tell you that much.
Now, you know, I have had a few friends in the past that were nominated, and one of the things that I would always say to them is, enjoy the season. Go to all the lunches. Go to all the press. Be at every party that there is. Have you been doing that?
I have been. Yeah, I've got a whole bunch coming up this week. Two on Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday, and then the awards Sunday.
Dude, so now I've not seen the movie, Dennis. I apologize. I don't have a block on. I just haven't gotten it done yet. Tell us the process that you went through, because Steve Carell made a complete transformation, and you did that.
Yeah, that was done by a buddy of mine, Bill Corso, who did Steve. I did Channing and worked a lot on Mark Ruffalo.
Mm-hmm. You gave Channing great cauliflower ear.
He had cauliflower ears. He had a prosthetic nose.
Yep.
Chan had a, you know, we had to cover his tattoos. He had a lot going on as well. All three guys had a lot going on.
And but, so how far out from shooting did you begin building what was going to be the look on these guys?
It started quite a ways out. Bill started sculpting Steve stuff, you know, weeks ahead of time. And then Bennett's only thing was he really wanted Steve in his movie, Bennett Miller, the director, but he did not want Steve Carell, the actor, in his movie. He wanted him to not look like himself. So that was the trick. And he wanted him to, what he called, be a blue blood American. So it was that pale skin. And then we tried to make them look like the real guys.
Well, Dennis, the fact of the matter is, this has got to be one of the great moments in your life. Tell us, if you can, what this has made your wife, your kids, or whoever it is that's in your life, what this has done to them with your nomination.
My wife is ecstatic. She can't post enough about all the parties. I've got four kids. The youngest two, 12 and 10-year-old girls, and when my wife was telling them the day I had been nominated, they were like, for an Academy Award, they were like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. They said, you know, but what would really be cool if it was for an Oscar? she said, well, it is an Oscar, and they just started screaming their heads off. So.
Well, you know, Dennis, I have to tell you, I think that all of us that are listening, not only us in the room, Andy and Gene and Danny, but people who listen to this program, we are going to be watching that ceremony, cheering for you to win this.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate it. Now, Mark, you know we have a history.
I gathered from what John was telling me. Refresh me on that.
I do Kurt Russell's makeup.
So you always do? Well, he's shooting with Quentin Tarantino somewhere.
He is, yeah. Unfortunately, I was not available for that. I was doing another picture called Geostorm. But on Stargate, you set me up on a date with Nicole. You and Kurt sold me out. And then you came and were in Escape from L.A. I was there.
Dude, that is killer. Now, when you went out with Nicole, you, of course, you had sex because she did everybody, right?
I'm not going there.
Well, so now tell us before we let you go, are you going to be at the event? If not, where will you watch it?
Where will I watch what? What's that?
The Academy Awards. Where do you plan to watch that?
I will be there.
And who you taking?
Taking my wife.
And who you wearing?
I'm wearing Hugo Boss tux.
Oh, I know it well.
She will be wearing a Bagley Mischka dress.
Badgley, that's beautiful.
Bagley Mischka, there you go.
Well, Dennis, since you know Kurt and you've done every movie with him almost, would you not agree with me that he is completely overrated as an actor?
Completely. Completely. So much so, he doesn't have to work anymore.
Well, listen, Dennis, we so appreciate you taking time to talk with us. It is so absolute. I'm excited for you, man, because we can hear it in your voice. This is going to be maybe the greatest week of your life. Sit back and enjoy that thing, and we cheer for you.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Talk to you soon, Dennis.
Awesome.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Woo! So that's
like
one
Dennis.
Down.
One in the can.
And you see, you know, yeah, we're hoping to speak to the Michael Keatons and the Mark Ruffalos, but you talk to these guys, these salt of the earth guys, and you could hear how his wife and his kids, they're so proud of him. So now we're cheering for Dennis.
And well, as somebody who saw Foxcatcher 3 times, I can tell you, he deserves to win for makeup. You think, oh, they're just guys, you know, it's not a period piece and it's not, you know, Phantom of the Opera. I'm telling you, you can tell that these guys put their heart and soul into transforming these characters.
And what you say is true. You know, these are the people that work every single day in Hollywood. Yep. You know, when you hear about a strike and people around the country say, oh, so sorry, Nicole Kidman, you don't want to earn $5 million for this. These are the people that are affected by the industry and things that go. They're the ones that keep all of the wheels going in Hollywood.
They're the blue-collar guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great to talk to people like this.
And in the makeup world, the makeup people are the very first ones on the set in the morning and the last ones to leave.
And what Gina says is right. They're artists. All of these people
absolutely.
Are artists. You know that.
And by the way, Dennis didn't just fall off the turnip truck yesterday. He's done Fantastic Four, 21 and 22 Jump Street, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Red Dawn. He has a list a mile long. So this guy is very accomplished.
Let's go back to John. John, congratulations. You now receive concert tickets for selling out your friend.
Thank you, Mark. I don't have to take him to the concert, do I?
You know, that's up to him. Listen, you're the one that sold him out, which we love you for that. That was fantastic. It was great to catch up with him again. So you get concert tickets, and you are now in the running for $1,000 cash on Friday.
Yeah, as of now, he wins it by default.
That's right. If nobody else calls, the money is yours, John.
Have you gotten anyone yet? Or was I the first?
Well, this is a brand new stunt we're pulling.
We got Mark Ruffalo, but we've not spoken with him. So right now, you are the only one on the board.
All right.
So listen, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.